before the fighting started in the war with Iraq, ominous and promising prophecies were offered on how the conflict and its outcome would be received in the Arab world. With Saddam Hussein now deposed, from Riyadh to Cairo, Arab governments are working to piece together the future geopolitical and economic shape of their region. Yesterday, NPR's Jennifer Ludden spoke with four Arab journalists. Hisham Kassem is the publisher of the Cairo Times. He was on the phone from Alexandria, Egypt. Jamal Khashoggi is the editor-in-chief of the Saudi Arabian newspaper Al-Watan. He was on a line from Cairo. Ziad Haidar is the Damascus correspondent for the Lebanese newspaper As-Safir. He joined the conversation from Damascus. And Sulami Namat is the managing editor of the Jordanian paper Al-Hayat. He joined Jennifer Ludden in our Washington studios.
Sulami Namat, let's start by looking at Jordan. Iraq was Jordan's largest trading partner before the war. Does Amman see a new opportunity or lost opportunity in a post-war Iraq?
Well, in the interim, Jordan got compensated by the United States by opening up its market for Jordanian exports through a free trade agreement. This is one measure. The other one is that the U.S. doubled its annual economic aid and military aid to Jordan. Now, at the same time, Jordan looks at the current situation as transitional, and it has already taken steps to prepare itself to, let's say, position itself to benefit from the change in Iraq. And we've heard recently a decision to recognize the Iraqi interim government as soon as it is announced, and also a readiness to send Jordanian peacekeeping forces, and most recently the decision to send a field hospital to Iraq. So Jordan's engagement politically as well as otherwise is an expression of wanting to have good relations in the future.
Jamal Khashoggi, Saudi Arabia shares a long border with Iraq and also a long history of hostile relations with Saddam Hussein. Could you hear an audible sigh of relief from the royal palace in Riyadh this past week?
Of course. That Saddam Hussein has collapsed, his regime collapsed, that is a relief. We invested so much in weaponry just because of him. Our relation with an important neighboring country such as an Iraq has been tense. That's made us lose so much opportunities in business-wise with Iraq. That is something we are looking for in the future.
There also could be increased competition for Saudi Arabia from Iraq's oil market as it gets revived. Is there concern about that, Mr. Khashoggi?
I think the world needs our oil and needs the Iraqi oil. I wouldn't be surprised to see Saudi Arabian investing in Iraqi oil because the Iraqi level of production cannot reach maturity till a couple of years from now or 3 years from now, and it requires a big investment, and I don't think the Americans can provide this investment. Maybe Saudis will help in that, because the Saudis believe in competition, believe that there is a demand, a growing demand for oil throughout the world, and it will require both oils.
Ziad Haider, in Syria, the U.S. apparently shut down an oil pipeline from Iraq to Syria, saying that this was illegal trade under the U.N. sanctions. What kind of an impact is this likely to have in Syria?
Well, the official response to that really actually was a few days ago when Dan Shaban, spokesman of the foreign ministry in Syria, was asked the same question: what impact will this have on Syria? And she said, we lived without it for 20 years, and this was when we had no diplomatic relations with the Iraqis, and we can manage without it for another 20 years. You know, there was a strong denial that it was really used by the Syrian officials. So if it was used, there wasn't really any reflection on the way that people were living. So if then it was now, you know, cut or stopped from being used, the Syrians are not going to feel any consequences of, you know, the new situation.
The Syrian government has been the target of harsh words from Washington this past week. Is there concern about relations with the U.S., Mr. Haider?
Well, there was always concern about relations with the U.S., but relations with the U.S. have been always, you know, on ups and downs. After the 11th of September, we've had this cooperation with the U.S., this war on terrorism, but then things seemed to change after the American administration started heading towards Iraq, and, you know, we had to face each other a few times in the Security Council. And then with the new threats and accusations, yeah, Syria does feel that its relation with the American has to be thought about a lot.
Hisham Qassem, of all the Arab capitals, Cairo has seen the most significant street demonstrations in response to the attack on Iraq. And the government has also had to withstand criticism for having close ties to the U.S. Is President Hosni Mubarak, is his hold on power secure?
Yes, I'd say so. I disagree about the demonstrations. They were not that big. We just had 1.5 days of demonstration. I personally went out and checked the first day of demonstrations, and in the main square in Cairo, there was no more than 1,000 people. This is because apathy, political apathy, has really been rising, in addition to political repression.
So perhaps some relief in Cairo as well, that the war was quick?
Yes, yes, definitely. Although I'm sure the regime was prepared and they were ready to resort to some serious force if necessary to repress demonstrations if things got out of hand. But yes, it was a relief for them that it happened quickly. In addition to the people's reaction after the collapse of Baghdad, people were disappointed rather than angry. They expected much more of a resistance coming out of Baghdad.
It's been more than a week now since Baghdad fell, and I'm curious what the tone of each of your newspapers, what tone they're taking. Is it still stories of relief at liberation or frustration at occupation, or is it a mix in between? Ziad Haider in Syria?
Well, it is still an occupation, and I think it's going to be like that for a long time in my newspaper. That's how they see it. They see it as an occupation. Very much relate to the news talking about resistance. They think that what the Americans are doing is the plan towards the whole region, and they are very much, they are always relating to a title which says Iraq first, which means that there's going to be a next.
Is this spoken? Do people actually say out loud, oh, it's Iraq first, implying something is going to be next?
I think a lot of people here believe that, yeah, this is a domino thing, that this is they're getting one country at a time, and that when they finish with Iraq, they're going to be heading somewhere else, probably to Syria.
Jamal Khashoggi, what's the view from Riyadh? How are Saudis reading what's happening in Iraq now?
All right. In my paper, we are putting so much emphasis on providing information on the day after, Iraq after the war. Actually, we had a big banner every day on about 8 pages answering this question. So now the Saudis are reading more about Iraq, about the Shias in Iraq. We don't know much about them, about the ethnic groups in Iraq, about new parties emerging. And I think this is very important. We need to learn more about Iraq. We, the Saudis, even though with our proximity to Iraq, we don't know much about Iraq. We did not have a very good relationship with the Iraqis for the last, I would say, half century. And now we are looking forward for a new beginning with the Iraqis, who are very close to us, and they should be close to us.
Salameh Nehmat, in Jordanian papers like yours, is there a sense of optimism as you report on the new Iraq, or...
Yeah.
Foreboding?
Basically, it takes a middle-of-the-road kind of approach. I think, by and large, it is very much in line with Arab public opinion. There is a strong opposition to occupation, although, you know, the word occupation is not only being used in the Arab media. I see it in the American media and the newspapers. There is nobody shying away from the expression occupation. But the difference is that the U.S. emphasis is that this is temporary and it won't last for too long. But in the Arab world, and including my newspaper, there's a lot of suspicion as to the American intentions. And in that sense, the United States has to work really hard before it can regain some trust within not only governments in the region, but also the people in the region, considering its past history, strategic alliance with Israel, support for Israel against the Palestinian people and against the Arab countries. People are yet to see this trend being reversed or basically adjusted to see a more balanced American policy in the region.
Hisham Qassem, what about the reporting in the Cairo Times about post-war Iraq?
Yeah, in the Cairo Times, so there's a sense of embarrassment because throughout the war, since the outbreak of the war, papers were competing for readership by headlining disasters that were befalling the coalition, atrocities that were being committed by them, and giving a sense of false optimism that the Iraqis could come out victorious or could really inflict heavy casualties upon the coalition. The sudden collapse created an embarrassment. Everybody started looking for a backdoor, a way out. And then they moved on trying to use things like the Iraqi information minister as a comic way out of the situation. Then they're beginning to look into the post-Saddam Iraq. They haven't formulated anything clear yet.
Arab foreign ministers met this past weekend in Riyadh, and they called for a quick end to the U.S. presence in Iraq. But here in the U.S., we hear this argument that leaving too soon could leave instability in Iraq, and that the quote-unquote right thing to do is to stay long enough to foster democratic reforms and stability. Is this an argument that's heard in the countries that you cover? What is public opinion, and do Arab leaders, you think, really mean it when they tell the U.S. to leave quickly? Hisham Qassem in Egypt?
I think Arab leaders, you know, have a dual dialogue, one for local consumption and one behind closed doors. That statement was for local consumption. They need to make a statement asking the American forces to step out quickly. I think they're sure that if there's a quick withdrawal before the country stabilized, we could see a bloodbath in Iraq.
Ziad Haider, in Syria, what's the feeling there?
Well, yes, I agree with my colleague, but there's another thing to add, really. I remember the Syrian FM said
the foreign minister
a few days ago that what's happening in Iraq, all the instability, is a concern of the occupying forces. So this is in one way seeing that the occupying forces need to stabilize the chaos that they have made through the war they have started.
Jamal Khashoggi, what's the view from Riyadh on how long U.S. troops should stay in Iraq?
Okay, I have to disagree here with my colleagues. I think it is genuine demand by the Saudi officials that they do want the Americans to shorten their stay in Iraq. But in the same time, we have very good relationship with America, and we are very pragmatic too. So it is very important for Arab leaders to remind the Americans of the need to establish an Iraqi government. And the Americans are dragging their feet so far in this matter. I mean, we haven't seen a progress, a serious, genuine progress in that direction. Let's start working on establishing a national Iraqi government. Don't get comfortable. You Americans must work in that direction.
Salame Neymat, what's the feeling in Amman?
Well, I think the Arab leaders have no choice but to ask the Americans to leave as soon as possible, because otherwise they will be basically supporting an occupation, a military occupation of an Arab state, and this is absolutely unacceptable. Now, regardless of the language you use, nobody really believes realistically that the United States forces are going to withdraw, you know, next month, because they're aware how much the United States has invested in this war, not only physically and militarily, but also politically. Now, on the other hand, they would like to see an Iraqi political face to the campaign in Baghdad. They would like to see that the American role, administrative role, or let's say technocratic role, that is going to be led by retired General Jay Garner and the others, remain technocratic and very transitional, and to see immediately an interim Iraqi government taking responsibility, addressing the Iraqi people, rather than leave the Iraqis with the impression that they've been colonized.
Thank you all, gentlemen, very much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
NPR's Jennifer Ludden. Yesterday, she spoke with Hisham Qassem, the publisher of the Cairo Times, Jamal Khashoggi, editor-in-chief of the Saudi Arabian newspaper Al-Watan, Ziad Haidar, a correspondent for the Lebanese newspaper As-Safir, and Salameh Nemat, managing editor of the Jordanian newspaper Al-Hayat.